Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond. Welcome to episode 19. Today, we're diving into the intersection of code and innovation in the world of crypto. The 2024 Developer Report from the Electric Capital sheds light on the latest trends, challenges, and breakthroughs shaping the future of blockchain development. From new tools and frameworks to the evolving role of developers in the crypto ecosystem, we're unpacking it all. Whether you're a seasoned coder or just curious about how innovation happens in this space, this episode has something for you. Let's get started.
Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about crypto developers.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got this really awesome report by Electric Capital.
Yeah.
Which is like a census for all the amazing minds that are like building the future of this whole technology. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, super interesting stuff.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at like, you know, where all these developers are, what they're working on, how this whole thing is kind of like, you know, showing us that crypto is really global.
For sure. And it's diversifying so quickly, right?
Yeah.
Like it's changing all the time. This report really helps us cut through all that noise,
yeah.
Get past the hype and actually see what's happening based on, you know, real data.
Right.
Like where is the innovation actually taking place?
Exactly. So they kick off this report by highlighting this really interesting point that developers are basically like the secret ingredient to creating value in crypto.
Oh, for sure. It makes total sense, right?
Yeah.
Like they're the ones building the app, attracting all the users, and then that in turn brings in even more developers.
Yeah.
It's like the cycle of innovation.
It's a beautiful cycle.
Yeah. And what's really cool is since crypto relies so much on open source development, we get this incredible transparency into that whole process.
Yeah.
So we can actually see how this global talent pool is growing and where it's all moving.
So what are they seeing? Like what's the data showing us?
Well, first off, the growth has just been mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, ever since Ethereum launched back in 2015, the number of crypto developers has been increasing by an average of 39% every single year.
That's insane.
It is a lot.
It's a huge number.
Yeah. But, you know, even though the total number dipped just a tiny bit in 2024, the report shows that the experienced developers, the ones who have been around for more than 2 years, they're more active than ever.
Wow. So they're like really committed to this.
Yeah, exactly. They're not just dipping their toes in the water anymore. They're like diving in headfirst.
That's awesome.
It really suggests that while that initial wave of, you know, hype might be settling a bit, that core group of developers who are like really committed to building in this space are doubling down.
Yeah.
They're the ones really pushing the boundaries of innovation.
So it's not just about like more developers though, right? It's also about like where they're located.
Totally. Yeah, the report shows that Asia is now the top continent for developer share.
Really?
Which is pretty crazy because North America actually dropped down to third place.
Wow. I mean, we always hear about like, you know, the growing crypto scene in Asia, but this really confirms it.
Yeah, the data's right there. It's pretty amazing to see how crypto is becoming this truly global phenomenon.
Yeah, and remember India, like they welcomed the biggest number of new developers in 2024.
Oh, yeah. Huge growth there.
Impressive.
And the report doesn't just look at the number of developers, though.
Right.
It also goes deep into their activity across different blockchains.
So, like, what are they doing on these different chains?
Well, one of the most striking things they found was that one out of every three developers is now working on multiple chains.
Wow.
Which is a huge jump from less than 10% back in 2015.
So it seems like everybody's kind of branching out and exploring different ecosystems.
Exactly. And I think that's a really positive sign.
Yeah.
Because it not only reduces risk for individual developers,
right,
but it also fosters innovation, right?
Yeah.
Because they can use the strengths of different blockchains for specific projects. It leads to this much richer and more dynamic crypto landscape overall.
I love that. So I like Ethereum, of course, is still the leader when you look at overall developer activity.
Yeah, still the king.
Yeah. But it was really interesting to see that almost half of Bitcoin's developers are focused on scaling solutions.
Right. Makes sense with all the buzz about making Bitcoin more efficient and scalable, right?
Totally. It's like they're trying to solve those like transaction speed and cost problems that Bitcoin's facing.
Exactly. As adoption grows, that becomes more and more important.
Yeah. And then you've got these newcomers like Solana.
Oh, yeah.
Which have really grabbed a lot of developers' attention.
They've been killing it.
Yeah, it took the top spot for new developers this year.
Wow.
With a massive 83% year-over-year increase.
I mean, their focus on high transaction speeds and low fees has definitely made them attractive.
Yeah, especially for developers working on projects that need those fast and cost-effective transactions.
Oh, for sure.
And then we can't forget about Base, right?
Oh, right.
Which is responsible for like a crazy 42% of new code in the whole Ethereum ecosystem.
It's wild how quickly they've gained traction.
I know, it's amazing, right?
I think it's that connection to Ethereum that's really working for them.
Yeah.
It lets developers use the security and infrastructure of Ethereum, but with faster and cheaper transactions.
It's like the best of both worlds.
Right. It's like a win-win situation.
So it's not just about which blockchain is like better, right? It's more about developers choosing the best platform for what they're trying to build.
Totally. And we're seeing these chains become hubs for very specific use cases.
Okay, I like that. So before we dive into like the NFTs and the DEXs and all that,
yeah,
what about these activity patterns that the report talks about?
Oh yeah, that's fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
So like for example, stablecoin transactions,
uh-huh,
they're pretty consistent across all the different time zones.
Interesting.
Which suggests that they're being used for a bunch of different purposes, right?
Yeah.
But then you look at NFTs.
Yeah.
Trading peaks during American work hours.
Okay.
While minting peaks during Asian work hours.
Wow. So different regions are really engaging with crypto in very different ways.
Totally. And those patterns can tell us a lot about how different crypto applications are being adopted globally.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it seems like we've got a lot to unpack with the NFTs and DEXs.
For sure. Those are two areas that have seen like explosive growth.
Yeah.
The report's got some really cool insights into how different chains are carving out their own niches.
So let's start with NFTs.
Okay.
The report says that both Base and Solana are leading the way with what they call low-fee NFTs.
Mm-hmm.
Base seems to be dominating NFT minting volume, while Solana is capturing most of those NFT transactions.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they're each playing different roles in the NFT world.
Right. And it's not just about like the technical stuff. It's also about the communities that are gravitating towards those chains, right?
Absolutely. Like Solana has attracted this really vibrant community of NFT enthusiasts and traders.
Oh, yeah.
Which really reinforces its position as like the go-to place for NFT transactions.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy almost, right?
Yeah. And that community aspect is often overlooked.
Yeah.
But it's so crucial to the success of any blockchain ecosystem.
For sure. So it's not just NFTs either. The report also highlighted Solana's dominance in the decentralized exchange space, or what we call DEXs.
Right.
It's getting most of those DEX transactions. And it's got the highest number of unique trading wallets.
They've really carved out a niche for themselves in that world.
Yeah.
I mean, their high transaction speeds and low fees are a huge draw for traders.
Of course.
Especially those who want to execute trades quickly and efficiently. Yeah.
And the fact that they have the most unique trading wallets.
Yeah.
Really suggests that they're attracting a wide range of users.
Yeah.
From individuals to institutions.
That's awesome. But Base is coming up though, right?
They are. They're a strong contender.
Yeah, they're ranked second for unique trading wallets.
Which is pretty impressive considering they're relatively new to the DTX world.
Yeah, I think it's that Ethereum connection again, right?
Totally.
Giving them that security and familiarity.
Exactly. While also offering users that faster, cheaper trading experience.
It's going to be interesting to see how that competition plays out.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun to watch.
Okay, so the report also mentioned these liquid restaking tokens. Or LRTs as a hot new sector.
Oh, yeah. That's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, but I gotta be honest, the whole restaking thing kind of makes my head spin a little bit.
I know, it can be a little mind-bending.
It is.
But essentially what it does is it lets you earn rewards from staking your crypto. But you still keep your liquidity.
Okay.
So you can still trade or use your tokens freely. So it's like having your cake and eating it too.
Exactly. You get the rewards without having to lock up your tokens.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and that flexibility has attracted a ton of interest.
That sounds pretty great.
Yeah. The report shows that this sector has added over $30 billion in total value locked to Ethereum.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
It is. It's a huge number.
So EigenLayer is the company that's like pioneering this whole restaking thing, right?
Yeah, they're considered the pioneers.
Okay.
And the report shows that they've seen a 130% increase in their full-time developer team.
Wow, so that shows you how much interest and investment is flowing into this sector.
Totally. It's definitely a trend to watch.
It's amazing how crypto just keeps evolving.
Yeah. Right?
With all these new innovations popping up all the time.
It's hard to keep up sometimes.
It really is.
But it's also exciting, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But amidst all this new stuff, it's important to remember those like foundational technologies that got us here in the first place.
Absolutely. The OGs.
Like Bitcoin. You know, the report showed that a big chunk of Bitcoin developers are still focused on those scaling solutions.
Yeah, it's easy to forget about Bitcoin with all these shiny new blockchains, but it's still the largest and most established cryptocurrency out there.
Yeah, and as more people use it, scalability becomes even more important.
Exactly, because the current Bitcoin network does have those limitations with transaction speed and cost.
Right.
So it's crucial to find ways to improve its efficiency.
And its capacity.
Yeah, to handle a much larger volume of transactions.
So are these developers mostly focusing on those layer two solutions for Bitcoin?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, because I've been hearing a lot of buzz about those.
They're a key area of focus, for sure.
So what are they exactly?
Basically, they create this separate layer on top of the main Bitcoin blockchain to handle transactions more efficiently.
Got it.
So you get faster, cheaper transactions without messing with the security of the underlying Bitcoin network.
Well, that's pretty clever.
It is. It's like building an express lane on a highway.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Yeah, just to ease that traffic congestion.
So even with all these new blockchains and apps coming out, there's still a ton of innovation happening within the Bitcoin ecosystem.
Totally. It's a good reminder that crypto isn't a zero-sum game.
Yeah, there's room for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. Multiple blockchains and technologies can coexist and thrive together.
And speaking of coexisting and thriving, the report also talked about the growing popularity of stablecoins.
Oh, yeah. They've become like a crucial part of the whole crypto world.
Yeah. They offer a much more stable and predictable way to transact with digital currencies.
Right. And they're a game changer because they provide that bridge between traditional finance and crypto.
Yeah.
Making it easier for people to use crypto for everyday things.
Totally. I mean, the report said there's like $196 billion in stablecoins circulating right now, with a daily transaction volume of $81 billion.
Yeah, those are some crazy numbers.
They're huge.
It just shows how much stablecoins are being embraced by both individuals and businesses.
Totally. And they're not just for simple transactions either.
Right.
They're also playing a big role in decentralized finance.
Oh yeah, DeFi.
Yeah, enabling all these financial services like lending, borrowing, and trading without needing those traditional middlemen.
That's the beauty of it.
And the report also mentioned the success of Bitcoin ETFs.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another sign that traditional finance is starting to really pay attention to crypto.
Absolutely.
Because Bitcoin ETFs let investors get exposure to Bitcoin through those traditional financial markets. And the fact that some of these ETF launches are among the most successful in history really shows that cryptocurrencies are becoming more accepted.
Yeah, they're starting to be integrated into mainstream investment portfolios.
It's a clear sign that crypto isn't on the fringes anymore.
It's becoming part of the establishment.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more integrated into the global financial system.
And as that integration continues, we can expect to see even more institutional investment in crypto.
Yeah, which could lead to further growth and maturity of the market.
Exactly.
Okay, so all this paints a pretty optimistic picture of the future of crypto.
It does.
But we got to acknowledge that the market is still relatively young.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be volatile.
For sure.
The report even mentioned that little dip in the total number of developers in 2024, which could worry some people.
It's a valid point. But it's important to look at the bigger picture, right?
Okay.
While the total number dipped slightly, the number of experienced developers, those with more than 2 years of experience, is actually at an all-time high.
Oh, wow.
So it's not necessarily a sign of waning interest. It's more like a natural evolution of that developer landscape.
Right. So as the market matures, we can expect to see a more stable and experienced developer base.
Exactly.
Which is ultimately a good thing.
Definitely. It's all about quality over quantity, right?
Yeah.
The developers who are truly dedicated to building the future of crypto are the ones who are going to drive that innovation and create long-term value.
And like we've been talking about, that focus of innovation is shifting towards those more practical and impactful use cases.
Absolutely. Mm. Which is essential for driving mainstream adoption.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the report emphasized the growing popularity of stablecoins, which are now being used for everyday transactions remittances, even as a hedge against inflation in some countries.
Exactly. They're a perfect example of how crypto is moving beyond just speculation and hype.
Yeah, it's becoming a tool for financial empowerment.
And giving people access to financial services that were previously out of reach.
Yeah, and facilitating faster and cheaper cross-border payments.
It's really inspiring to see how crypto is helping create a more inclusive and equitable financial system.
It really is.
Yeah.
And this is just the beginning, right?
Oh, yeah, just a tip of the iceberg.
As the technology keeps evolving, we can expect even more innovative applications to emerge.
Totally.
Which will transform the way we interact with money and finance even further.
For sure. The future of crypto is super exciting.
It is.
But like any emerging technology, there are definitely risks and challenges that we need to address.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like what kinds of things?
Well, things like security regulation, environmental sustainability. Those are all really important issues that we need to consider as crypto becomes more mainstream.
Yeah, we can't just focus on building cool tech. We need to make sure it's being used for good and that the benefits are shared widely.
Exactly. And that requires collaboration.
Yeah, between.
Between developers, policymakers, regulators, and the wider community.
It's a big challenge.
It is. It's complex.
But it's one that we need to tackle head on.
Totally. To make sure that the future of crypto is both innovative and sustainable.
Well said.
Right.
So this deep dive into the Electric Capital Report has given us a lot to think about.
It has. It's been fascinating.
Yeah, it's provided a great snapshot of the current state of the crypto developer landscape.
Yeah.
Highlighting the trends, the challenges, and all those incredible opportunities that are out there.
It's a reminder that the crypto revolution isn't just about technology.
Right.
It's about people.
The developers, the entrepreneurs, the users.
Yeah. It's about all of us who are embracing this technology and making it part of our lives.
And it's a global movement, right?
Absolutely. With people from all over the world contributing to its growth and evolution.
Before we wrap up this section, I want to hear from you, our listener.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about all this?
What insights resonated with you?
What surprised you? What excited you?
Leave us a comment. Send us an email. We'd love to hear your perspective.
Because we're always eager to engage with our listeners and learn from your insights.
The crypto world thrives on dialogue and shared knowledge.
So we'll be back soon to wrap up this whole episode.
Yep.
And share our final thoughts on what all this means for the future of crypto. But until then, stay with us.
It's cool how they're each like catering to a different part of that NFT life cycle.
Yeah.
You know, Base being built on Ethereum benefits from all that established infrastructure and security.
Right.
Makes it a really solid platform for actually creating and minting NFTs.
Makes sense.
Then you've got Solana with those crazy fast, low-cost transactions.
Right.
Perfect for that fast-paced world of NFT trading.
Yeah, it's like they're each specializing in their own thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about the tech either.
Right.
It's about the communities that are drawn to those chains.
Yeah.
Solana's got this super vibrant community of NFT lovers and traders.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which just makes it even more of a hub for NFT transactions.
Right. It's like a snowball effect.
Totally. What? The more people use it, the more attractive it becomes.
Okay, so this specialization isn't just limited to NFTs though, right?
Nope.
The report also pointed out Solana's dominance in the decentralized exchange space.
Right, DX?
Yeah, it's grabbing most of those DX transactions.
Mm.
And has the highest number of unique trading wallets.
They've really made a name for themselves in that world.
Yeah, their high transaction speeds and low fees are a big draw for traders.
No, huge.
Yeah.
Especially those who want to make trades quickly and efficiently.
Right.
And having the highest number of unique trading wallets means they're attracting all sorts of users.
Yeah, from individuals to big institutions.
Exactly. It's a diverse crowd.
But Base is coming up strong too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely a contender.
Yeah. They're ranked second for unique trading wallets.
Which is pretty impressive for a newcomer.
Yeah. I think it's that Ethereum connection again.
Probably. Gives them that credibility and security.
Right. While still offering users a faster and cheaper experience.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch how this competition unfolds.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, so the report also mentioned liquid restaking tokens.
LRTs.
Yeah, as a hot new sector.
It's definitely gaining traction.
But to be honest, I'm still a bit fuzzy on the whole restaking concept.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mind bender.
It is.
But basically, LRTs let you earn rewards from staking your crypto while still keeping your tokens liquid.
Okay.
So you can trade them or use them however you want.
So it's like getting the benefits of staking without having to lock up your token.
Exactly. It's all about flexibility.
I like that.
And maximizing your return.
So EigenLayer is the company behind this whole restaking thing.
Yeah, they're the pioneers. And the report showed they had a 130% increase in their full-time developer team.
Wow. So that shows you how much interest there is in this sector.
Definitely a lot of money flowing in.
It's amazing how crypto just keeps evolving.
It really does. It's hard to keep up sometimes.
It is, but it's also super exciting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But amidst all this new stuff, we got to remember those foundational technologies.
Oh, geez.
Like Bitcoin.
Yeah.
you know, a good chunk of Bitcoin developers are still focused on those scaling solutions.
Right. Makes sense.
With all the hype around these newer, faster blockchains. It's easy to forget that Bitcoin is still the biggest and most established crypto out there.
It's the granddaddy of them all.
Yeah. And as more people use it, scalability becomes even more critical.
Totally.
Because the current Bitcoin network does have its limitations, especially with transaction speed and cost.
It does.
So finding ways to improve its efficiency and capacity is crucial.
Absolutely. Got to keep up with the demand.
Right. So are these Bitcoin developers mainly focusing on those layer two solutions?
Yeah. That seems to be the main focus.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about those.
They're a pretty big deal.
So how do they work?
Basically, they create a separate layer on top of the main Bitcoin blockchain.
Okay.
To handle transactions more efficiently.
Got it.
So you get faster and cheaper transactions, but without compromising the security of that underlying Bitcoin network.
Oh, that's smart.
It is. It's like adding an express lane to a highway.
I love that analogy.
Right, just to ease that congestion.
So even with all these new blockchains and applications popping up, there's still a lot of innovation happening within the Bitcoin ecosystem.
Absolutely. It's evolving right alongside everything else.
It's a good reminder that crypto isn't a winner-take-all game.
Nope. There's room for multiple players.
Yeah, multiple blockchains and technologies can coexist and thrive together.
And complement each other.
Exactly. And speaking of thriving, the report also highlighted the growing popularity of stablecoins.
Oh, yeah. They've become essential.
Yeah, they offer a much more stable and predictable way to transact with digital currencies.
Exactly. They're like a bridge between traditional finance and the crypto world.
Yeah.
Making it easier for everyone to use crypto for everyday stuff.
Like the report said, there's $196 billion in stablecoins circulating right now.
With a daily transaction volume of $81 billion.
Those are some serious numbers.
It just shows how much they're being embraced by both individuals and businesses.
Totally. And they're not just for simple transactions either.
Nope.
They're playing a big role in decentralized finance.
DeFi.
Yeah, enabling all sorts of financial services without needing those traditional intermediaries.
It's all about cutting out the middleman.
Yeah. And the report also mentioned the success of Bitcoin ETFs.
Oh, yeah. Those are doing really well.
Yeah. It's another sign that traditional finance is starting to take crypto seriously.
Absolutely.
Because Bitcoin ETFs let investors get exposure to Bitcoin through those traditional markets. And the fact that some of those ETF launches are among the most successful in history shows that cryptocurrencies are becoming more accepted.
They're making their way into mainstream investment portfolios.
It's a clear sign that crypto isn't on the fringes anymore.
It's moving into the mainstream.
Yeah, becoming more integrated into the global financial system.
And as that integration continues, we can expect even more institutional investment.
Which could lead to even more growth and maturity for the market.
Totally. It's an exciting time to be in crypto.
It really is. All right, so welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've spent this whole episode exploring the world of crypto developers.
Yeah, it's been a journey.
Their global reach and how the whole crypto landscape is becoming so incredibly diverse. But now it's time to take a step back and think about what all this means for the future.
It seems pretty clear from the data that the crypto ecosystem is maturing, moving beyond those early experimental days.
Yeah, and we're seeing that growing integration with mainstream finance, both in terms of like the tech itself and the adoption.
Totally. The success of stablecoins and Bitcoin ETFs is definitely proof of that. It shows that traditional finance is starting to take crypto seriously.
Right, and this integration is only going to accelerate as developers keep innovating.
Absolutely. As they build more user-friendly applications.
Right, because as the user experience gets better, more people are going to feel comfortable using crypto for everyday stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not just for transactions, but for investments and things we haven't even thought of yet.
Yeah, so it's not just about the tech getting better. It's about making crypto more accessible and appealing to a much wider audience.
Absolutely. The key to mass adoption is making crypto easy to understand and use, even for people who aren't tech savvy.
Right, and that's where developers come in.
They're the ones who can bridge that gap.
Yeah, by creating those intuitive interfaces and applications that make crypto accessible to everyone.
It's like the early days of the internet.
Oh, yeah.
It was super technical and confusing for most people at first.
Yeah.
But then those user-friendly browsers and platforms came along.
Right.
And suddenly anyone could navigate the web.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a similar evolution happening in crypto right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As developers create those user-friendly tools, those barriers to entry are going to come down.
Yeah, and adoption will just naturally increase.
Exactly. It's all about making it easy and intuitive.
It feels like we're on the verge of this massive shift.
Yeah.
In how we think about and use money technology, even the internet itself.
It's definitely a transformative time.
Yeah. And while we can't predict the future with certainty, all these trends are pointing towards crypto playing an even bigger role in our lives.
Oh, for sure. But with all this innovation and disruption comes responsibility, too.
Absolutely.
As crypto becomes more mainstream, we have to address those ethical and societal implications.
Like what?
Things like ensuring privacy and security, promoting financial inclusion, and mitigating the environmental impact of blockchain technology.
Or we can't just focus on building cool tech. We got to make sure it's being used for good.
Exactly. And that the benefits are shared widely.
And that requires a lot of collaboration.
Right. Yeah. Between developers, policymakers, regulators, the whole community.
It's a complex challenge.
It is. But it's one we need to tackle proactively.
Yeah. To make sure that the future of crypto is both innovative and sustainable.
For sure. It's a balancing act.
So we've talked about the trends, the potential, the responsibilities, but what does all this mean for our listener? The person who tuned in to this deep dive and is now armed with all these insights about crypto developers.
What's really cool is that you don't have to be a developer to be a part of this.
Right.
As a listener, you now have a deeper understanding of what's shaping the crypto landscape.
Yeah.
You can use this knowledge to make smarter decisions about your own involvement with crypto, whether you're an investor, a user, or just someone who's curious.
I love that knowledge is power.
Exactly. And now our listeners have this incredible toolbox of insights.
Right. They can see beyond the hype and understand those underlying trends.
They can ask better questions when they hear about a new crypto project or trend. They can even start to spot potential opportunities and risks.
This deep dive wasn't just about listening passively. It was about empowering our listeners to become active participants in the crypto conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as the crypto world keeps evolving, staying informed and engaged is going to be more important than ever.
This report from Electric Capital is a great starting point.
But it doesn't end there.
The journey continues.
So keep exploring, keep asking questions, keep learning.
The crypto world is full of surprises.
And the best way to understand it is to dive in and experience it firsthand.
And remember, the future of crypto isn't set in stone.
It's being shaped right now by the choices we make, the technologies we develop, the communities we build.
So go out there, explore the crypto world, and be a part of building that future. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.